Hey guys, it's your crazy ray of sunshine. It's Shell, your rolling MC, and this is Hitting the Streets podcast show. Welcome to Hitting the Streets podcast show. Hitting the Streets is a series of interviews giving you the insider's look at the small businesses, entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations, and events in the North Texas area. You can find all episodes of Hitting the Streets on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, you can follow Hitting the Streets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. For more information about Hitting the Streets podcast, you can visit my website at www.hittingthestreetspodcast.com. And now, on with the show. Okay, guys, this is Shell, and it's actually Saturday, but I wanted to jump on really quick to get this recording done to tell you guys about the exciting things that are coming up in January, February, and March. So today I started my day, though, guys, by getting a massage at Spa 31. And oh my goodness, Alicia, her hands are amazing, guys. They're magical. Oh my goodness, it was just great to sit in there and take some time away. You know what I mean? And just have her work all those knots out that I got in my shoulders. So big shout out to Alicia this morning and giving me my massage. You guys make sure you check out Spa 31. She also, by the way, got an article in Voyage Dallas 2 as well. And it is a fantastic, fabulous article. And you guys should be able to find it on her page. So, anyways, I just wanted to come on because I wanted to tell you guys about the upcoming shows that are happening, not only on this podcast, but also in the studio. So before I dive in, though, I have to tell you guys, so I went shopping today after the massage, you know, to get my retail therapy on, and I found this pretty cool looking wine rack that looks like a piano. Now, if you guys follow me on Facebook and you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the picture there. But this is absolutely the cutest and coolest thing I could have ever purchased. I found it at the antique store there in downtown Denison off of Main. It is so freaking cool. So I had to tell you guys that because I'm pretty proud of that wine rack. All right. So now let me go ahead and get down to the nitty gritty about the upcoming shows and the events that are happening. So please save these dates. Okay. January the 12th, I am having a meetup for the creative. So I'm doing a connect and create here at the studio. And what that really is I'm just meeting up with the local talent here, the local artists, the local poetry writers, people that want to come together and create, collab, and write or paint. Anything that they want to do to make something that's their own. Now, I have a lot of art, as you know, here on my art wall, and I'm looking to fill it up. I'm also looking at doing some mini art shows and things for creative people to showcase them to as well. So I'm hoping in the future, in the near future, that I can have some art shows and also do some storytelling and some poetry writing, and then maybe we can do like a big showcase for all the ones that created whatever that they created when we meet up. So that's something that I want you guys to make sure that you please stay tuned on that. And if you would like to join us, we're having a meetup on January the 12th here at the studio. Another thing too, we are kicking it off this month, our first official open mic. Now, my open mic, as if you listened to me the last time, my open mic is a little different. It is music driven and have singers here, but we're also going to have poetry artists here, comedians here. There's going to be a variety and different flavor coming out of this open mic night. So that is happening on January the 13th. And I am totally excited about doing this because I found a poem that I'm going to recite that night. And I'm going to have some backup. I'm going to have a musician back me up on that poem. So make sure you guys follow my Facebook page, my Instagram page, keep up with the updates, and we will be doing some live from the lounge on Facebook. Okay, moving on. January the 15th, which is Martin Luther King's birthday, I am emceeing an event at the Sherman Public Library. It's more driven to the history of the town and the historical marker. So we're going to have a panel of guests that are going to be lined up to talk about the history of the 1930 Sherman riot. So make sure you follow the page. It's the historical marker page. I'll be sharing it so you guys can find it. And I don't know for sure if they're going to do this live or not, but you should also follow the Sherman Public Library page too as well, and my page, Hitting the Streets Podcast, for those updates. All right. Next up, I'm going to have Jamie Wilson, who is the owner of Pickles and Pottery. She's going to be coming on the show in January. I'm going to have a very, very cool special guest too at the end of January. We're still working and confirming some time. But I'm so excited to have these people on the show, and I'm so excited to be able to collaborate with Jamie. I have done a lot of Pickles and Pottery, and she's just easy to work with, and she's just one of the best people that I know. So I'm hoping to be able to collab with her, and you guys make sure that you follow both of our pages to stay tuned about what we are going to do this year. All right, and then like I said, I'm going to have another special guest toward the end of January. Now, February, I'm still working on, but as of right now, I am going to have Angela Sharp, who is the executive director of Texoma Shelter. Please follow their page. They do some wonderful things, and they help the homeless here in our area. So she is going to be on the show in February, and I'm working on some more details with a couple of other locals from downtown Sherman. So March, I'm going to have an author on the show. I'm excited. I've read her book. We're working on some things too. We had to push it. We were trying to do it in February, but we pushed it out to March. And so I'll be having, an author. She is out of Dallas, and she's going to be on the show. And I am working on another author to be, on the show too as well. And then on March the 26th is the big event that I was talking to you guys about. It's called Embrace You. It is a virtual event, but I am going to be able to set up here in my studio and invite people who want to come and be a part of it. It is going to be a fantastic thing. And the more information that I get from Shalonda, the more I will share. So you guys make sure that you stay tuned to that too as well. So that's it for now, guys. Wow. I did that like in a little bit over 6 minutes. So please follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok to stay updated. And that's about it. So once again, this is just my quick little short recording episode for the upcoming events. And hopefully you guys will stay tuned, and, you know, hopefully we'll get some more things on the books where I can keep you guys posted. All right, that's it for me, your Rolling MC. Catch another episode on Hitting the Streets.